The ladies of New York took a trip to Colombia, and there was a wig, a wheelchair, and what the hell is up with Bethany? I'm breaking it down next, so get ready.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Countess speaking.
Oh, yes. I love this song.
Gems, jets, cigarettes, champagne in the sky.
Yes. Don't you feel like you're on vacation?
Yes.
Every single night.
But I feel like her music video was such a better, like, or like such a more glamorous vacation than what we got tonight.
So much better.
I mean, that house, it had a pool, an elevator, it was total trash.
Who lives like that?
And who's like this house with all of these rooms and a staircase and an elevator and a pool and a staff, and that's not fancy enough for Bethany? Girl, what was up with you today? I was like, normally I love Bethany, but yeah. I couldn't. Okay. I'm Zach Peter. What's up, everybody? I'm excited to be on this panel tonight, breaking down Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Sorry, Real Housewives of New York. Wrong coast. We are in Beverly Hills, sort of. But we're breaking down Real Housewives of New York, episode 15, wigging out. And I was living for a lot of moments, but I was not living for the wig. And joining me today is...
Hi, guys. I'm Sarah Sirio. I am also so excited to be here. Love the girls of New York. I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah? What were your initial thoughts?
Same. Like, just what the heck is up with Bethany? I don't understand, girl. I see you're going through a lot, but still, you're on vacation. Have some fun. And also, I could have done a better house.
No,
I mean... Just kidding.
I don't know. I feel like she said, with all that cocaine money, Columbia could do better. But we have a lot to break down. We're breaking down the house. We're breaking down that dinner. Got very awkward. This whole Bethany versus Carol tension. We're going to be reading your tweets later on. And we got some gossip that we've been reading online.
Some juicy.
The reunion just taped. Like, lots and lots of juice. We're going to be breaking it down next. But let's dive right into the first things first. This house.
Yes.
Love it or hate it?
I mean, I love it. I feel like they have such a hard job because they've had this show
Who?
For so like
oh.
choosing a good house. You know what I mean?
Just
because
like in general,
they've what is this? This is season 10.
Season
so they've
10.
Had to do this so many times, and they always have to one up each other. Like they always have to do something better and bigger and make sure it's catered, especially to Ramona, which is scary for some of them. I feel like, especially Tinsley. Like, come on, she's an intimidating person sometimes. So I feel like it's a tall task.
Yeah, and I feel like Tinsley is definitely like the meekest, is that a word?
Yeah,
the most meek?
That's a word.
The meekest of all of them. Like, she just doesn't, you know, she's not a Ramona. She's not as intense as Bethany. Like,
no.
I feel like she has to try harder to keep up with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the little baby on the show.
I know.
But, I mean, she tried, and I didn't think the house was terrible.
It wasn't.
I just couldn't tell, like, if they were in, like, a nice part of Colombia. Like, it all looked very much the same.
Yeah, I didn't really get a good look at Colombia and get that it's not on the water.
Yes.
But it is near the water.
Bethany did not like that it was not on the water. She was not feeling that.
But there's a pool inside. It's like, I feel like if you have like a butler and help in your vacation home, like that's amazing.
They literally walked into a woman named Margarita serving them margaritas. Like, what more could you want in Colombia?
I don't know.
Like... Adios, that's not the right word. That's not the right term. What's like a good... God, my Hispanic roots should be kicking in right now. They're definitely not. I have no Spanish.
Cha-cha!
Vámonos!
Yeah.
There we go. That's close enough, right?
I enjoyed it.
What did you think about Tinsley and the Tiffany boxes and having that like be the way they divide up the rooms?
I did think it was smart, but when she explained it, I was like, wow, that's a smart idea. But as I was watching it unfold, I was like, this is a little complicated. I was like, this seems a little, I don't know.
It was way too complicated. Like, I get it. She was trying to do something nice and she was trying to do something cute, but like, it was a little too overthought, which I feel like is a lot of Tinsley. Like, she just overthinks things a little too much. And it's like, girl, it's okay. We don't expect much from you. You're pretty. That's what you have going for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got a man that pays your bills. Like, you don't need to put this much thought into
no.
it. Like, get a hat. I think what Bethany did at Mexico last year was perfect. Get a hat. Everybody pick a number. That's your room and you're solid.
I know. But if you remember, Ramona didn't like that. But Ramona seemed to appreciate this so much more because I think she got a gift. So like I said.
So then just put the Tiffany boxes on each of the beds.
No, I know.
Divide the rooms and it's way easier. Yeah. Like we had to go into a room. We had to open up the box. We had to see whose initial was on that necklace. And then it wasn't even yours. Like whoever opened the box, it wasn't their necklace, nor was it their room. And I just feel like that was disappointing. Like if I would have walked into a great room and then I would have known that this necklace isn't mine, this room isn't mine. Like I would have been very disappointed.
Yeah.
I would have thrown a Bethany tantrum.
Yeah, it just all didn't work.
No.
Because even if she had already put the boxes in the rooms beforehand, you would have walked into a room and you were like, what if it was not a Z on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
It should have had like a whiteboard outside of the room with the initial. Because then you'd walk in, you'd be like, wow, this is mine.
I feel like we're just complicating the process even more.
All right.
But basically, Bethany wins, like, the room selection.
That was smart.
I mean, pick it out of a hat. You're a grown adult. Tinsley, you don't need to be playing games.
A for effort.
Mm.
B minus.
For effort. We'll give her a B minus for effort. She put thought into it, and we all know there it takes a lot of energy for Tinsley to put thought into things that Scott isn't buying for her. I mean, can we talk about those funeral flowers?
Yes, we can, because no boyfriend, I'm sorry, no actual boyfriend in real life would do that.
Not if he loves you.
No, if you really love someone, you don't need to, like, outdo it when you're on vacation with your friends. Mm-hmm. I would just have appreciated like a cute little text like, I miss you, love you. I don't need 8,000 flowers and a Cartier. How do you say Cartier?
Cartier.
I've been saying it wrong my whole life. It's just too much. Would you have wanted it?
No, I would have been embarrassed if somebody walked in and gave that to me in front of my friends. I'd be like, discuss it. Like, don't give me funeral flowers with my name in it. Like, I get it. It was kind of cute. And Tinsley, like, you know, falls head over heels. God, I feel like Tinsley is my, what's Raquel from Vanderpump Rules.
I mean.
I have the one that I just think is a little dingy and I pick
there's on. There's always one.
She's pretty. And she I will give her that.
She is pretty. And she has really great fashion, like, all the time.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're that happy in a relationship, like, you don't need to, like, overcompensate by, like, screaming up and down and throwing yourself on the floor and, like...
When she threw herself on the floor, can we... Like, why didn't you run to him and be like, oh, my God, she literally was just, like, the furthest away from him, yelled and screamed and laid on the ground.
I know. It was ridiculous.
I don't get it. I don't get her relationship.
Can we, speaking of ridiculous, can we talk about Ramona's wheelchair? Because that was, like, really hard to watch.
I mean, was it ridiculous for Ramona? No.
I mean, for in Ramona, in, you know, Ramona-verse, maybe not that ridiculous, but, like...
It was a lot.
It was a lot. Like, she rode out of the airplane on a wheelchair. She had somebody bring her wheelchair to Columbia and... But, like, she was fine around the house.
I know.
She was fine getting in and out of the elevator that she got stuck in.
Honestly, maybe
that was my favorite moment, seeing her stuck in an elevator.
Maybe it was a little bit, like, they knew the episode wasn't going to give it much because it's the first of, like, this whole part.
Yeah, this episode dragged a bit.
That they were like, we need, like, if you're okay to walk, whatever, you're getting a wheelchair. Just to make it.
No. I think all that was totally Ramona. And she's just like, oh, I need a wheelchair.
I mean, she loved it.
I can't walk. I can wear stilettos, but I can't walk. Like, if your foot can fit into a heel, you can walk.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she loved when the police officer was, like, her personal traffic cone. You know? So.
She just likes when people work for her. You know, and you know, serve
which
her.
That guy did not do.
Miguel did not do it.
He did not. He was the first person because Ramona always asks for people to hang up her clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, what does she do in her own home?
She has people to do it for her.
She must. But he was a good man. Stood up for himself.
He didn't even stand up. He just walked out. He didn't even. Exactly. He did not even give her the time of day. No. He's like, this white lady. Bye. was not even going to go there with her. She's like, let me get out my clothes on the, I'm like, they're literally all piled up together already on the hangers already. All you have to do is put them on the hook.
Her ankle though.
Her ankle. Yeah.
She couldn't like,
but she was standing and walking back and forth from the closet there. She didn't need the wheelchair then. Oh, Ramona. This Ramona coaster has just got me dizzy.
I like her.
I like to watch her, but I would hate to meet her.
Really?
Yeah. You really think she'd be like, oh, Sarah, like if she saw you.
No.
If you had to order her drink, you really think she would be a delight?
No, I'm envisioning a delight.
Like, Sarah, light agave. She wouldn't even call you Sarah. She'd just be like, light agave, no agave.
Yeah, you're right.
A blended margarita on ice. And you'd be like, what?
Is that? You're right. But I have this whole vision of what it would be, and it's glorious.
It is glorious. You know what else is glorious? Mm. All these channels that AfterBuzz has on YouTube for us to watch.
I agree. I totally agree. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. Mm-hmm. From dramas, reality TV, right. sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. Mm-hmm. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that Taylor's made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Mm-hmm. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out all the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
That's right. Hit that subscribe button. Please. This is the reality channel. If you love the Housewives from Beverly Hills to New York, you're going to want to subscribe to this channel. We're big Real Housewives fans. We love NYC.
We love NYC and Bravo.
We text each other about it all the time. And if you love the show as much as we do, you'll subscribe to this channel. And don't worry, Leanne and Chelsea will be back soon to break it down for you every week. But you're going to miss them if you don't subscribe. So go and do it. And on that note, we do appreciate you. Should we talk about that awkward dinner, though?
Yes.
Tonight, it was very tense.
It was. I feel like the older that you're seeing their age mm-hmm. more and more, and they're getting a little bitter. They're getting to that bitter stage when you get to a certain age.
Bitter and kooky, and can we talk about that wig?
The Luann wig tonight. I just don't want to say anything wrong to offend anyone.
It was bad. Mm. I'll say that. You need to have, wherever she got that wig, there was obviously somebody that sold it to her. And, you should go to somebody, when it comes to your hair and it comes to the color of your hair, you should always go to somebody that can be like, this tone, this shade, mm-hmm. this cut, this will go with your complexion.
Yes.
That wig did not go with her complexion because, it was just all one color. The color of her mm-hmm. hair, it washed her out way too much.
I also think it was the cut.
And the cut.
Because Luann has just a very definite bone structure. So she needs something to really flatter that.
To soften her.
Yes. Yeah. Good word. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't
Look that at wasn't me not trying to offend
that
people.
That wasn't it.
That was not it.
But I appreciated what she was going for.
It accentuated her cheekbones and it accentuated her shoulders,
mm-hmm.
which you would think was interesting because her shorter cut doesn't do that, but I think it's because her hair is darker normally.
Well, on that note, I know when, for older women... Mm. I don't want to say it wrong. My mom has said this, though. I was always like, why don't you grow out your hair? But for some older women, it makes them look kind of haggardly. Yeah. That's such a bad word. My mom uses it, so I'm going to use it.
Luann looks haggard tonight.
No, Sarah. No, I'm just saying it makes them not look, I don't know. It's not a good look on older women.
No. You know what else is not a good look on older women? Carol's makeup in that confessional with her bangs and the pink orangish eyeshadow. It makes her look sick and old.
Mm-hmm. She's been not. And she's I love, not hitting
actually,
the note
I don't
for
love
me.
Carol this season.
Me neither.
Who I love Sonia this season, and I love
Dorinda.
Dorinda.
Clip. I know she didn't do it in this season, guys. I know that. I just love Dorinda from the all the other.
So at dinner tonight, she told Tinsley that Bethany had said that she didn't like the house.
Yes. Which
out of line?
No. No, for like
because
I feel like Bethany was saying it, and if Bethany didn't have all those other problems going on, I don't think it would have affected her like it did. Mm-hmm. But because she did, it just hit her even more. It was like one more thing to upset her. But mm-hmm. when Bethany said it to Dorinda, she laughed and was kind of being funny. So I was just seeing it as like a friend saying, like, you know, this is kind of an outdated house. She was probably saying, I probably would have picked a better home. Like, I want to go stay somewhere. So Dorinda, I mean, it probably wasn't needed to be said at all.
Yeah. Do you think it was inappropriate to say, though? I kind of feel like, look, if that's your girlfriend and you got her back, like, you don't then repeat something derogatory that she said about one of the other girls on the trip, especially the girl that, like, organized mm-hmm. it. Like, she obviously put thought and effort into this trip to, like, make it look yeah. nice. Ooh, look at what I did there. To make it look nice. So for Dorinda to go and to... like, say that she's talking crap about the house that you obviously booked. Like, it's not nice.
Yeah, you're right. It's not nice.
Especially if you have Bethany's back like you claim you do.
I feel like maybe Dorinda was trying to explain to them, like, why she was bitter and angry and
she's
mad.
Bitter because the house you picked is ugly.
But, I mean, no, it probably wasn't needed.
No, but Bethany did have a point of saying that Dorinda's been doing that consistently, mm-hmm. which I feel like she kind of does. Like, yeah. I don't think she means to stir stuff up, but, like, she repeats things that, like, you don't necessarily need to repeat.
Yeah. It's just to do it to get a comment or to get something from someone else when it's not needed.
Bethany's reaction to the fish soup.
I mean, girl, first off, if you're allergic to someone, I mean, someone, because she's clearly allergic to all these hoes yeah. on the show. No, I'm just kidding. If she's allergic to something like that drastic, like if it's really severe, you need to tell any chef or any place you go to, hey, like, I'm allergic to fish because...
Especially if you're traveling to another country. Like, you make sure that stuff is clear. Like, you don't just go to another country with allergies and then just eat whatever they serve you.
Yeah, especially...
Or come without, like, Benadryl or an EpiPen. Like, you gotta come mm-hmm. ready.
Yeah, I know. So that, like, I've never had an allergic reaction like that, so I don't know. I know it's super uncomfortable. Hello. But it was probably a lot.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
It was a bit. But she really needed to be prepared, and she needed to tell someone. And also, like, you're near the water, so there's probably going to be fresh seafood in your dishes.
Yeah, like...
I don't know. It just was confusing. It came up out of nowhere.
But she can have shellfish, because she ordered octopus at dinner.
Yeah, that's a confusing allergy, though.
Shellfish right? is like what? Like shrimp and crab?
I think it's octopus, like the rest of shellfish, everything. Though? I think she can have, like, all other seafood.
Except.
And shellfish, just not fish.
But aren't they all
Doesn't
fish?
She eat sushi?
I thought she ate sushi. I thought she was a big sushi person. Maybe she only eats like...
Bethany, you need to clarify this allergy with us because we're a little confused.
Yeah, there was a lot of confusion this episode. I was not feeling it.
No.
Speaking of confusion, I'm very confused as to, like, what the actual issue is between Bethany and Carol. Because, like, tonight it was about Brian and, like...
I think they're just so...
Old and
angry.
Bitter.
Yeah, old and bitter. I think they're just so angry at each other from, like, whatever was before, like... Bethany not texting Carol for the marathon and being supportive with that. Yeah. And then just, like, I don't think they've ever resolved anything or have talked it out. And, you know, maybe they're going their separate ways, like we've talked about before. Friends do that. But I feel like they're older, so they should be able to still have maybe just, like, a surface friendship, if anything. Not
at
such
least
a
for
deep
the show. I
one.
Feel like they always had kind of a surface friendship. I feel it's really hard for me this season because, like, I used to really like Bethany. Mm-hmm. And this season, I feel like she's just very angry. She's just very bitter. She's just very distant. And she just doesn't want to engage at all this season.
Yeah.
And I didn't really love Carol. Like, she was kind of, like, just there. Right. And I didn't hate her, but I didn't love her. But, like, this season, the fact that they're both so nasty toward each mm-hmm. other, like, it really makes me dislike both of them. And I'm just like, I don't even like this drama because I don't understand it. And it's just, like, I feel like there has to be something more, or maybe their friendship was just never as deep as we once right. thought it was. And, like, now it's just, you know, these little things. If these little things can crack what they had, then their friendship could not have been that deep.
Yeah, true. I just think that they're not discussing something that clearly needs to be discussed to get over it. Yeah. And once they get over it, then it can go back to that, but it's not going to. And I'm also realizing, like... I've just also realized with Bethany crying so much how annoying that actually can be. And then I've probably been that person
yeah.
where I've cried so much and it just annoys people. And yeah. it's like, you need to get your life together
yeah.
and then be present with everyone. Because it does bring other people down.
I mean, and let's be real. Like, Brian was not a prize to argue over.
Like, I don't understand what... That was all... That was all so confusing. I think Bethany got... offended because Carol used the word friend and Bethany was like, well, he's not a friend.
But see, before they got to that piece, like literally 2 minutes before that, Bethany said that she's friends with Brian, so it's girl code for Carol to then say something right. to her and not date him without mentioning it to her. And then 2 minutes later, she's just like, we're not friends. Why would you, Carol, why would you say that Brian's my friend? Like, we're not friends. We're not like that. It was just so... bizarre, and I feel like there is a bigger issue, and mm-hmm. we're using these little things to, like...
Oh, totally bigger issue. It's a little high school.
And Carol, if he was talking and flirting with Ramona, and he was obviously interested in Bethany, and you're, like, the third option, he's really no prize.
And did you not learn anything from Tom and Luann?
Like, literally. Isn't that what Bethany said, that he's yeah. the Tom this season?
Because it's the same thing. Guys are just trying to get on this show because they know these girls
will sleep with them.
Yeah.
They know they'll give them the airtime that they want.
Exactly.
But I feel like if you're going to do the airtime, like, at least be like Rob from Vanderpump and, like, you know, pimp out your businesses. Like, do something. Don't just be like douchey side piece.
Yeah. Oh, I think all these people in New York are much more established than some Vanderpump Rules people.
They don't need the business.
No.
They're good without it.
Mm-hmm. Would you do speed dating? Have you done speed dating?
That's one thing that I have not tried, but I would definitely be down for it. I've done, like, all the apps, and I've been set up by a matchmaker, and I've tried all the other things.
You should do it.
Yeah. No, I don't.
All right.
I thought it was cute that they all, like, went out and did it together. Yeah. Like, that was kind of cute. I thought it was unnecessary for Tinsley and who's the other one?
Dorinda.
When they're in relationships.
They just went for support.
I mean, and to laugh at them. And where's... What's his name? Dorinda's guy?
Oh, God.
John.
Yes.
John. I forgot. We haven't seen him in so long.
No.
He's, like, cleaning somebody's suits.
Yeah.
I miss him.
You like him?
I miss his fight. No, I don't like him.
Okay.
But I miss him on TV, like, fighting with Bethany and stirring up the drama.
He is good.
And he, like, really got Dorinda hyped up. Like, when he was around, she would just, like, and there was just drama.
Yeah, that was some fun Dorinda airtime.
Yeah, I like her. I like when she's giving drunk speeches.
She was getting there tonight.
She was, but they cut her off.
Yeah, they did. You could start to see her words slowly slur, and I was like, ooh, but then they left the bar. Upsetting.
I also think Bethany should have gone home after dinner. She should have just, like, called it a night with Luann, which is what they were going to do. Like, dinner had ended, and they're like, okay, let's go take a nap when the people that are irritated or don't drink are going to chill tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have just done, like, you know, margaritas in and chilled, and Luann could have, you know, just had lime and agave, light agave. but the fact that they went out, like, it just only made things, after a tense dinner, it just made things more tense.
Absolutely.
And I feel like it was unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany and Carol just need to hash it out.
Like Dorinda said, they need to have a drag out fight. They don't need to be harsh and mean to each other. They just need to say what they need to say to one another.
But they tried that a few weeks ago, and, like, there was no resolution. Or there, I thought that they seemed to be on the same page, and they were good to go. And then, like, nothing happened.
Well, then maybe...
They started getting catty towards each other again.
It's not... Sorry, guys. It's the end of an era.
It didn't last very long. It lasted, what, 2 seasons? Mm-hmm. I liked them together. Now I just feel like Bethany needs to either stay in and find a new friend or just get out. Because she's not happy and it's hard to watch. Mm-hmm. It's just bitter Bethany and I'm not feeling it.
What'd you think of all their outfits when they went to dinner?
Fave. I liked Bethany's outfit. I did not like... I think Bethany would probably be my fave. And my least fave is definitely between Ramona and Carol. You liked Carol, didn't you?
I liked Carol's outfit. Maybe it wasn't, like, the right place for it, yeah. But I loved the outfit, and I definitely want it. But I don't know where I would wear it to either.
I guess. Like, a dinner, like, drinks in Manhattan. Yeah.
Yes. Tinsley is always on point.
Yeah.
Dorinda was just a no. Like I was saying, you can't wear a gladiator...
Her gladiator shoes were...
...sandal like that with ridiculous. Legs showing. It just... looks, it cuts your leg and makes you look stubby. It was just a no for me.
It's a no for me, dog. yeah, and I did not like Luann's wig, and I did not... Ramona's dress was just like a tacky Marshalls knockoff.
It was like, we get it, girl. You like to drink.
But it was like overkill. It's like your friend at a party who's like trying to tell a joke, and he thinks it's funny, mm-hmm. and you're just like, And then he's like, no, but it's really funny. Like, let me over-explain it. Yeah. And it's just, like, too loud, too clear. And it was just a dud. That was Ramona this whole episode. Like, she was just a crazy dud in a wheelchair. And I was not here for it.
No, Sonia wasn't really in it.
Yeah, Sonia wasn't in it much. I liked her outfit, though.
Yeah, she had a cute outfit.
She had, like, a cute black dress with cute black shoes.
She's been keeping it classy and simple lately.
I did like that Bethany apologized to Tinsley at the end.
Yeah, I thought that was a different Bethany than we would have gotten in other episodes or seasons.
She explained it. She cried again. She likes to cry a lot.
I really feel like she is going through a lot. And yes, you know, it's like, why is she on vacation? But it's like people, she signed a contract.
But people are like, she doesn't need to be there. Like, then don't go. It's like... She kind of has to go. Like, this is...
So she probably has, like, that on her. She's like, why did I sign, like, this again? And then she has all this going. So it's like, I get it. It's a lot. It's just being filmed. So it's even amplified more.
Yeah. And they're like, then don't go to dinner if you're not feeling well. But it's like, she kind of has... Like, these are kind of contractual obligations.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to keep her paycheck, her million-plus dollar paycheck.
I do it.
Yeah. Okay, should we get into some Twitterverse tweets?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's explore the Twitterverse. This is a fun little segment.
I love it. It's calming. It's like you're in one of those, what are they called?
Cages?
Zoo? Aviary? No.
No.
Never mind.
It's like we're caught up in the Twitterverse.
Oh!
Perfect. Ba-dum-bum.
Psh. Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet. Okay. Ooh, look at this. So Luann says... that not drinking is exhausting.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I thought that was funny. I thought she was trying to, like, have a joke for herself.
She's cute. Okay, Margot says, I swear Ramona invented this whole I twisted my ankle story just so that this year she doesn't get crap for asking the staff of the house to help with unpacking. I see right through her BS. You know, Margo, maybe. I agree with you.
Yes.
But it didn't work because the staff could not. I think they saw her show up in a wheelchair and they're just like not dealing with it.
They're probably like, this American woman drama. From New York, we have an elevator. There you go.
They probably locked her in that elevator.
On purpose. Yeah.
They probably like have the circuit breaker downstairs and like, we're going to turn it off right now because Cuckoo Magoo is in it and I'm here for it. Okay. Lady Baginski said, Ramona in that cocktail print dress looks like I feel after drinking each of those drinks in one night. That's a lot of alcohol.
I know.
But I agree. She was a hot mess this week.
It was a hot mess. It was like a Miss Frizzle dress.
It was just not cute. You know what it reminded me of? The Nobody's probably going to get this reference, but I've already started it, so I'm going to run with it. Those purses, like those very old lady frumpy purses, yes, that are like for menopause, and they have like these really goofy cartoons on them, and they're just so like yarn lady with cats.
I get it.
Very much.
I get that.
Very much. Amy Phillips said, who would have thought Red Scarf would have made it into the Columbia drama?
I would have. He was just so relevant in the other episode. Like, they kept talking about him, and they kept showing him and bringing him up.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they dragged it on. I love that Ramona, like, found him again and then jumped into his Uber.
I think Ramona is crazy. That's why I want to see her. That's why I want to meet her, because, like, she does stuff like
but
that.
But she would be crazy towards you. Like, I feel like she would piss me off. Like, she would not be fun to.
I know, and I have that sad thought, but I'm not thinking about it again.
Okay, Cheryl says, Bethany always wants to be the center of attention. She's messed up her relationship with Carol and now picks on her for dumb stuff. What is up with these tears? OMG, I really dislike her.
I will agree with you that she does like to be the center of attention. I thought that kind of faded away because I know she used to really be like that. And then she like really became famous and like became her own.
Yeah.
But it is a little obvious.
Now she's at dinner and she's like, oh my God, you have no idea what I'm going through, but I can't talk about it, but you have no idea what I'm going through. I agree. Just don't go. Break your contract, girl.
Yeah, or pick one person to talk it out. Sonia, you know, yeah, she has a therapist.
I guess.
But yeah, I feel like she could have been.
I know her therapist, actually, and she needs to call him up. His name is Dr. Xavier Amador, and they wrote a book together, I Suck at Relationships, So You Don't Have To. Do you remember when she wrote that book? She wrote a book about it.
Oh my God, I do. I remember that book.
Yeah. She needs to call him up again.
Yeah, she does.
KJB Meets World says, y'all, I love Bethany. Love her. But is this her scary island?
That's a good tweet. Point.
Because do you think that this is her scary island?
Could be, because everyone's had, like, a scary vacay. Mm. My favorite was Kelly when she went off the wagon with her gummy bears, and Bethany was, like, calm down.
She's literally the like, scary island queen.
Bethany?
No.
Kelly. Yeah, I know. It could be.
Ooh, here's an interesting one. Sorry.
No, I just hope it doesn't last. I don't want it to keep dragging on.
Agreed. J.S. Bella at Bella Jules says, Ramona forgetting there was fish in the fish soup and then saying oops was straight up disgusting. Not comically inconsiderate like she usually is, but just cruel, evil, and disgusting. Thumbs down emoji, thumbs down emoji, thumbs down emoji. Jealous hag. ... We got some feels tonight.
I know. I don't know if Ramona was jealous. A
little malicious.
Okay. No,
only reason I thought it was malicious is because in her confessional, she was like, you know, she was a little taunty about it.
Mm-hmm. I would just hope that no one would do that to a friend.
But she also knew that Bethany was allergic. She knew that Bethany was allergic and knew that Bethany didn't know that there was fish in the soup. And then she like was like, Bethany, this is your fault, like that you are allergic to fish and you didn't say anything. I was like, I would be a little more concerned friend. Okay, let's do one more.
It was a little mean.
Boston girl. Boston_ton_girl.
I love it.
I'm done liking Dorinda. Every week, something nasty is spewing from her mouth. She's a mean drunk. Her drunk anger level is a 10, and her words are hurtful.
Well, I don't like that you don't like Dorinda anymore. I love Dorinda.
Boston girl.
But I think she does, like we said before, she does do things kind of on purpose, and she does need to realize, you know, that she does that. And also, I do think she needs to know a limit. Even if you're on vacation, still, like,
no, I love it so much. No limit. Know
have
the
a
limit.
Glass of water.
Know the limit so that you can cross it.
That I mean, I love advice. It, too. It makes great TV.
Clip. Ending you right there. Wait, we have one more. Only because it's from Michael Rapaport, who's, like, a big Real Housewives fan. Bethany is the greatest housewife because, good, bad, or indifferent, she always keeps it real. It's called Real Housewives. It's called the friendliest It's not called The Friendliest, Happiest, or Always Chipper Housewives. Hashtag Bethany.
I mean, true. That was her real life, and she was just expressing it to all of America.
She's not a housewife. In the world. But she keeps it real.
Be strong.
Somebody told her that tonight.
Yeah, and she like got him. She was like, thanks. If you saw it, she was like, thanks for that.
I'm like, really?
What? That was awesome.
Really? Okay, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay.
I love it.
So, over the week it broke that Luann is being sued by her family.
By her two children.
And her ex-husband.
Yes.
How do you feel about this?
I mean, I get, like, I would get her ex-husband, but I feel like she's so close with her two kids that that just has to, like, what sting. She's going through.
But do you, I mean, from what hard. I've read, though, she's intentionally keeping, so.
I mean, I know, so it's bad, like, I didn't.
We'll preface it with saying she got divorced, and in her divorce settlement, she was supposed to set up a trust fund for her kids, mm-hmm. and part of that trust fund was, I guess, part of the sale of her home.
Yes.
And so she's now selling her home. She never set up the trust fund, and now she's selling her home to move into a new place in the city, and she doesn't want to give them any of that money, so now the kids are suing her, which I think is a little shady on her part.
Yeah, and then she also wants to sell the Hamptons home, which her kids are upset because that's like their childhood home.
I feel like...
I know.
I was just as shocked. Like, my heart hurts for her kids. Like, that is a Hamptons home. Scared. How dare you,
this
mother?
This is my Hamptons shirt. I wore it for you guys. And it just is getting ripped to shreds.
Ripped to shreds like my heart. And now we found out that she, as a result of all of this chaos, she's now gone back into rehab.
Well, I read an article, and when I saw that she went back into rehab, I was like, oh, obviously because of everything that's going on. But it said that Luann thought she could have a drink because of everything that's going on, because she was so, like, upset with her, you know, her kids being mad at her. Like, I don't know what that feels like. So she was like, she thought that she could have some alcohol, but she went too far, obviously.
Blame it on the But, I mean, how... Like, she doesn't know how to take one night and just have a night. Like, she takes one night and then ends up, like, in jail and rehab. And, like, it's just drama all around.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what any of it is. She always says she doesn't want to be labeled and, like, so she doesn't want to be known as, like, an alcoholic or whatever.
Then stop acting like an alcoholic.
Which I don't necessarily think that she is. I just don't. Because she's like, I can have a drink. If I just choose not to drink today, then I'm not going to drink. It's like, okay, then do it.
She was sober for so long, and then she ruined it. And you know what she did?
What?
She missed the damn reunion.
I know! I saw that. That's so upsetting. I'm like, did she do that on purpose because she knew a lot of people were going to come after her anyway because of everything that was going on, you know, with the Tom thing, with the jail, with all of it. So you knew it was going to be really focused on her, and now it's not.
I mean, you can't dip out. I feel like when you dip out of the reunion, you're trying to hide something, and that's just not nice to us fans. Like, I want to see a train wreck at the reunion.
I know, and I want to hear about
it. I don't
want to
hear Bethany and Carol, you know, snapping at each other the whole 3-part reunion.
Because it's like, what else are they really going to talk about? Luann is really the focus of this season when it comes to a lot of the drama and the news. So.
And she's not there to confront. I mean, I'm hoping they still talk about it.
I hope they do, too.
Yeah, because it was like a last minute thing that she didn't show up. I'm assuming because she like recently checked
into rehab. It was last minute because they filmed it yesterday, the reunion, and said I think it was like on Monday or Sunday was when I got the alert on my phone.
Sunday fun day.
It's just like upsetting.
It's not great, and I feel like
it's not a good look, Lulu.
No, it's. It's just not a good look. And I'm supporting Luann, and I want her to, like, you know, thrive because I need another hit single from her.
Me but, too. Like,
she needs to get it together.
And I also, she has cabaret shows on August 4th and August 24th. Is she going to miss them? She posted on Instagram, I think, a week ago, saying that she has two shows, one in New York, one in New Jersey.
Interesting.
On those days. She's definitely going to miss the 4th. Of August, because I think she's in for 30 days or something.
we'll see if it lasts.
I want to go see her show.
She just needs to tone in down for like the second half of the year. She's had a rough 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, on that note, should we jump into predictions or should we get some... Oh, let's do predictions. And then we'll do some quick fan shout-outs.
Okay. Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Ooh.
I am so excited for this boat trip because it was so juicy and like they gave us snippets in the super teaser.
Yeah.
But like we're not going to get it next week. I know that it's going to be in the third week because they're really going to drag this trip out.
But next week does look good.
Yes. Oh yeah, the whole Dorinda and Luann fight. Mm-hmm. That I want to know where that came from because like Dorinda just like totally flipped on her.
I feel like it was another drunk Dorinda moment.
But to just turn
and I feel like, I feel like someone said a comment to her, maybe having to do with drinking, having to do with, like, talking too much.
And she was already toasted at that point.
Yeah, and so she probably just, because, you know, some people do that. You just say, like, a mean comment that you really don't mean, but it does hurt. It sounded like she broke a glass, too. Like, she probably hit her glass.
No, she, I was like, no, I heard glass break, but that was probably an edit. Yeah, it was probably not that dramatic.
I'm excited just to see, like, I just want them to have a good time, too. And I want Bethany to stop crying.
It doesn't look like a fun vacation.
No.
It doesn't look like the drama settles at all.
Poor Tinsley. The first time she plans a trip for all of them, epic fail.
She tried to make it nice.
With Tiffany and all.
I know.
Didn't work.
When you start the trip with... Look, when the trip starts that great...
Yeah.
It's not getting any better.
Nope.
Okay, let's do any other predictions at large for this season?
No. I mean, I just had a thought, though, when we were talking about the reunion, I had a thought pop into my head, like, do you think Scott will propose to Tinsley at the reunion? Because he's all about grand gestures, and they're talking about proposal a lot.
I hope not.
And I know Tinsley recently said that they're not together. Like, she did an interview. They're still friends, but they're not together, and they break up all the time, which I don't think is boyfriend and girlfriend when you keep breaking up all the time. But... whatever, do you, boo-boos?
Put a fork in it. It's overdone. Two things this season that I'm over are Tinsley and Scott, and they're over, these theatrics
just
with their relationship.
Just ran through my head, so I wanted to express it.
I believe you, though. I believe something's going to happen with them.
Okay.
They need to make up for Luann not being there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give some shout-outs. Oh, guess who's in the chat? Who's in the live chat?
Tabitha?
Tabitha.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, girl.
Hi, Tabitha. She said, super stoked to see Zach and Sarah here.
Thanks.
We're super stoked to be here, and we hope we can be here many more weeks this season. Mike Bowman, the house was the best because Ramona got stuck in the elevator. Totally agree, Mike. I mean, Ramona...
it was a good moment for her.
Ridiculous. Stefania. It all comes crashing down for Luann. It's a hot mess. I agree.
Silence. Yeah. Sad times.
And she also said rehab is an excuse for everything.
Oh.
Well, Luann's good at it. So, I mean, hey, at least she's not back in prison. We got to give her that. She got, what, like 3 felonies the first time around?
Yeah, something like that. And then she just has the one.
Yeah, because they got, like, I feel like we just need to cut her a break. Again, I need another hit single from her.
I just
need her to tone it down.
She needs to, like, go into pop star mode.
Yeah.
Go like, hide away. She doesn't have her Hamptons house anymore, I'm assuming. But go hide away somewhere else. Sag Harbor, Catskills, New York. And, like, work on your album.
But I feel like she doesn't have, like, a really good support system around her.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have a family that she can go
to. Well, because she...
she doesn't have girlfriends that she can go to. She doesn't have a husband that she can go to.
I do think she can go to Bethany because Bethany was the one that came out with the statement saying that she supports her, she understands what she's going through, and so I think Bethany is the only person that, like, is helping her and supporting her through all of this, because in the article, when she said that she was selling her house in the Hamptons, Luann did say, like, she felt exiled going back there a lot because of how people were perceiving her and how people were talking about her and looking at her. Like, she said it wasn't the same from all the other years that she's lived there because of this incident, which is sad.
That is sad. I'm rooting for you, Luann.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And Bethany and Carol need to kibosh this drama. Because it's very unnecessary. And it's giving me a heartache, and I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
And this has been the Real Housewives of New York After Show. I'm Zach Peter. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you want to keep up with me, you can follow me at Just Plain Zach. I tweet really funny things and I take really cute Instagram pictures, so go and follow me.
Yeah, go follow, like, comment, do everything you need to do.
Yes, and Zach. Like and comment on this video.
Yes.
Tell them that you loved Zach and Sarah and you want us to join Leanne and Chelsea and help break down the show every week.
We love it so much. Again, I'm Sarah Cirio. Thank you so much for watching. You can follow me at S Cirio. And I think I'm a great time too. Laugh along with me and enjoy the ride.
The best time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
You're tuning into the destination for From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.